Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And today we're talking about Elvis's 13th movie, Fun in Acapulco.
Yeah, we figured out how to pronounce it.
We did have to use some YouTube tutorials. Is it Pulco? Pulco? Pulco?
Yeah, so I'm not good at this.
I'm kind of blending it. If somebody wants to say it with a really great accent, then go for it and let us hear it. Let us know. But so this came out in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
It's his 13th film, Baker's Dozen. And we counted up. So Mike plays this. Elvis plays Mike Wingren, who, while we were watching the show about a performer, we thought Mike Wingren just does not have the star power name.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Like, not like Elvis Presley.
Exactly.
So, but then we started thinking, aren't there like a ton of Mikes? Didn't Elvis play a ton of Mikes in his film career?
It seems like it.
Just three, folks.
Yeah,
just three. But there are three Mikes that he plays, two Johnnies and two Walters.
And who looks at Elvis and says, Walter?
Yeah, so.
Or Chadwick.
Chadwick Gates.
Chad works better than Chadwick, but anyway.
Yeah. So those are our opening thoughts for this episode. So this movie came out, and it's another one of those tropical-themed movies that does so well, because who doesn't want to see Elvis in the tropics?
Yeah, and I loved it. I had a lot of fun with this. I don't know, just it was very pretty. Elvis was pretty. The songs were fun. And you love the whole plot of the movie is sort of, well, there's a whole lot to it, but, I mean, part of it is Elvis is trying to sort of get his career going.
He's getting his groove back.
And he's working with this kid named Raul, who's like kind of like a baby Colonel Parker.
he's a really
so
good
cute.
Manager.
He's
this
so
kid.
Cute. And I love seeing Elvis with these kids. It's so fun.
I even have written down, talk about Elvis with kids on this podcast, because they did so well in it happened at the World's Fair.
Yeah.
You love seeing Elvis with the kids there, and he does so well with this. And I think the dynamic has changed, too, because Raul is also helping Mike in this movie role kind of start his career. And then at the very end, spoiler alert, he decides to take him back to the U.S. with him. And he says, you know,
so
it's
sweet.
You and me together. We're partners. We're going to go back, and you can be my manager still when we go back to the U.S. So love that so much. I kind of think Elvis, his character, Mike Wingren, has a little bit more dimension than maybe in previous films. You learn throughout the movie that he's kind of got a past. And so he's not only trying to restart his career, but it's because of kind of a tragic mistake that had happened. They were Mike Wingren was part of the Flying Wingrens, who are circus folk back in the U.S. And through an accident in a performance, he let his brother go on the trapeze, and he died. And so he leaves the country, and he becomes a lifeguard in this hotel, and kind of moonlights by performing, by singing kind of in the evening.
Yeah, I mean, Mike can sort of do it all. I mean, he's this trapeze artist, but he's also, you know, he's a boater, he's a lifeguard, and he's a singer, and so it's really cool. But his character is terrified of heights and terrified of making jumps now, and he's got to kind of overcome that, so there's a lot going on, and of course he's wooing two beautiful ladies.
Of course. Yeah.
So that's fun too.
I love that there are some throwbacks to previous movies.
Mm-hmm.
So you see at the very beginning, so you see him on a boat, and he's a boat captain for a family who's on vacation, and this is their yacht, and he's their captain. So he winds up, and the young daughter of this wealthy family is really trying to put the moves on Elvis, on Mike Wingren, and he's like, yeah, no, you need to go back to school.
Right, he's
you
not
are
having
not,
it.
Yeah, he's not having it, which I was like, phew, okay, good. She's too young. And so then you go on and you see them both wind up at the same bar.
Mm-hmm.
on the shore, and it turns out because Elvis spurned her advances that she gets discovered by her dad that she's there underage at this bar, and she says, well, it was Mike's idea, you know, he brought me here.
Right.
And then he gets fired, and it kind of reminded me of that, the bar scene where the fight breaks out in Blue Hawaii.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets fired, because that is when he plays Chadwick Gates.
Yeah.
And so he's commissioned to take around this tourist group, and then somebody starts a fight, and right. He thinks he's going to lose his job, but it was very similar, and yeah. the actress actually kind of mimicked that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, probably not intentionally, but it looked the same to me. It kind of made me feel that same way. And then also when he goes to the hotel, there's a little cast model of the pink Jeep.
Yeah.
The famous pink Jeep from Blue Hawaii. I know, which you can see here on display, a duplicate of that same Jeep here.
Right.
But so there are lots of really cool things, and I guess the more and more I'm talking about it, this is a good movie that I really enjoyed watching.
You did enjoy it. I don't know if it was one of your top twos. I know you're always switching around your top twos and threes.
There's a lot. Yeah, the top Libby's top two is a growing club. and it seems like nothing can beat King Creole for me. That's still at the top of my list.
Yeah, it's really good. But yeah, I had fun with this movie. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just so sort of, I don't know, just a quick, fun little watch where you have these great songs, and Elvis is in this beautiful country, and it's just so, well, yeah. He's not actually in a beautiful country. We'll get to that in trivia, but, you know, but it's just, it's pretty, it's colorful. I loved all the costumes.
Oh, the costumes are amazing in this. Yeah. I love it.
So,
and I think, actually, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Edith Head worked on the costume for this show, which we've mentioned Edith Head before as one of the head costumers of Paramount. And she had a lot to do with Grace Kelly's design for her wedding. So that's my bit of trivia, but but I know, Shana, you have a lot more.
Not a whole lot, but some. this opened, as we said, in November 1963. It reached number 5 on Variety's weekly chart. Paramount promoted the movie with special souvenir passports. So it was sort of like, you know, you get a passport to go to Mexico. Kind of cool. But the movie was not filmed in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
It was filmed in Hollywood, which I would love to know where, because, wow, it was pretty. And they did use some stock footage, though, from Mexico. So you see some of it, for sure. Elsa Cardenas, I hope I'm saying that right, played the fiery lady bullfighter Dolores Gomez. She is so pretty, and I love her
yes.
in this movie.
Fierce.
And she was played Juana in Giant, which was, I believe, James Dean's last movie, correct?
Oh, wow.
Larry Domison played the little precocious shoeshine boy Raul. He is precious.
Yeah, so
I
good
love
in
that
this.
Kid. The Tijuana Brass was very popular at the time, the band. They were very popular, and Elvis, along with a group called the Amigos, performed a song with a similar Latin America flavor called Bossa Nova Baby, and the single reached number 8. So, of course, you know, it all kind of goes together.
Yes.
This sort of Latin sort of, you know, sound
yeah.
was just everywhere at the time. And the Beatles saw this movie at a Miami, Florida drive-in theater on their first U.S. tour.
Oh,
so how cool is that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, and of course, later when they did meet, they did talk about movies and Elvis filming them and stuff like that. So,
oh, my gosh.
Very
so
cool.
Cool. Is that it for trivia?
That's it for trivia. I do have reactions from fans.
Let's talk
media.
About that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was funny because I put out the call. I was like, you know, if you've seen Fun in Acapulco, what do you love about it? And if you want to tell us what you loved about future movies, follow us on Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook.
We'll find your comments and we'll share them. Everyone pretty much loved Bossa Nova Baby. Like, that was everyone's favorite moment. Thomas from Sweden, which, if you are really listening to this, how cool is that? Hi, Thomas
yes.
from Sweden. That was his favorite scene. Juanita on Facebook said she loved Raul negotiating for Mike.
Oh, my favorite.
I know. Elisa, I hope I'm saying that right, from Venezuela, said she loved hearing him sing Guadalajara in Spanish.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was very cool.
That's towards the end, I think.
Yeah.
And such a good scene.
I know. Rosanna on Twitter said she liked Mike and Rule's friendship from the very start of the movie.
Yes.
Wendy, also on Twitter, said she loved the scene where Dolores and Mike are sort of necking in the lover's lane. And then they had the issues with the car. And she's like, next time I'll bring my station wagon.
Yeah.
I love that part, too. I thought it was really cute. Kimberly on Twitter said she liked how Raul would sort of boss Mike around. Like, he was his age or older, even.
Yeah.
And that she liked when you can see Elvis's body double for some of the more.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, Robin on Twitter said she also loved bossing over baby. She likes it when Elvis would go back and play the organ, you know, and sort of come back and sing. And it was really cute. So,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, thanks for sharing those, y'all.
Speaking of Raul, so long throughout this movie, he makes these connections, says, you know, I've got a cousin who works there.
Yeah.
Or I've got a cousin who told me this. No, I can get you in because my cousin's here.
Yeah.
Or my cousin's from this place. And I loved it. And it was so cool. And I think it speaks to how Elvis movies are still so relevant to everyone at every age and every geography. Because I'm from the South.
Yeah,
my mom is the youngest of, or my grandmother is the youngest of 10 kids. So my mom has 72 cousins, and not a joke, y'all, from rural West Tennessee. And so when I knew that we could identify with, oh, I got a cousin over here. Oh, yeah, I got family over here. We got a cousin over here. I was like, oh yeah, that speaks to me. I can totally identify with that. So,
Very cool.
I love that. Y'all, next we're watching Kissin' Cousins.
I'm very excited. Speaking of the South.
That's right. Speaking of, and that's actually set in the Smokies, I believe.
I think so. It's been a minute since I've seen it, actually. It's been a minute.
We screened it at Elvis Week of 2015, which was my first Elvis Week here. Mm-hmm. So that was the first Elvis movie that I watched on the job. So I remember that. But in that, Elvis plays cousins, Josh Morgan and Jodie Tatum.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's very excited. Y'all, let us know what you think about Kissin' Cousins. And make sure, if you haven't been to Graceland yet, you've got to come out and check out the new Entertainer Museum. Elvis the Entertainer. Mm-hmm. So we used to have Elvis in Hollywood from Teen Idol to Leading Man over at the side of the mansion. But now, since we've opened this huge 200,000 square foot complex, we've got so much more space to put on display, so many more things that we used to have to keep in storage. So check out Elvis the Entertainer. We've got everything from the Sun Studio days to his film career to the later 68 specials, the Aloha from Hawaii, the comeback tour. So make sure you check it out. We've got scripts, film worm costumes, so many really, really cool things that you can only see at Graceland.
Yeah, and really cool movie posters, too. I know a lot of people who collect movie posters.
Yes.
And this is a really cool collection. I love seeing the posters, how they're different for every movie, and then if you see the ones for the international posters, how they sort of are very similar but also very different. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, so especially our international listeners, y'all tell us what you think about that. We love comparing that. That's so cool. Thanks for listening, guys, and make sure you tune in next week.
Woohoo!
Bye.